Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 1 of Galatians chapter 6. Brothers and sisters, even if a person is caught in any wrongdoing, you who are spiritual are to restore such a person in a spirit of gentleness, each one looking to yourself, so that you are not tempted as well. Bear one another's burdens, and thereby fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks that he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But each one must examine his own work, and then he will have reason for boasting, but to himself alone and not to another. For each one will bear his own load. The one who is taught the word is to share all good things with the one who teaches him. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a person sows, this he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will reap destruction from the flesh. But the one who sows to the Spirit will reap eternal life from the Spirit. Let's not become discouraged in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not become weary. So then, while we have opportunity, let's do good to all people, and especially to those who are of the household of the faith.
Do you ever feel that God's commands are restrictive and oppressive? This is a common attitude in our culture, but it's not one that those of us who are believers should have. Our Heavenly Father's commands are for our good. They train us in righteousness and protect us from sin. Contrary to the view that God's law hinders happiness, obedience to Him is actually the source of great pleasure and contentment. Defying God's authority in any area of our life gives Satan an opportunity to wreak spiritual havoc. And as Galatians 6 verse 7 tells us, rebellion against the Lord is always costly. In fact, the harsh truth is that we don't merely reap what we sow, but we often reap more than we sow and later than we sow. None of us want to find ourselves standing in a field of thorny weeds that we cause to grow. Remember, it's never too late to start planting righteous seed. And the same principle applies. If we'll sow to the Spirit rather than to the flesh, we'll reap His fruit for eternity. As the sovereign of the universe, our loving Heavenly Father has our best in mind. Realizing that, wise men and women love His word and make every effort to do what it says.